Trent Cooper is learning new things every day as coach of an AFLW side. And he's coming off a dominant season in 2020, but not given the opportunity because COVID hit at an inopportune time and robbed the Dockers girls of an opportunity to push for a maiden AFLW premiership. They'll look to back up in 2021, and the coach of the Dockers side has joined us here on Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Jacob. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne. Thank you for your time. I know you're a couple of weeks into pre-season training. How have things been so far on the track?
Yeah, they've been really good. The girls have been up and about. We've had really perfect conditions for it as well. And probably a couple of weeks ahead of where we were at this time last year, which is good. And into some match simulation already, which the girls love. So, things going well.
Any restrictions in the way of training because of COVID, or is it all go ahead?
No, definitely. So we started in with non-contact because of the competitive advantage rules. We have to do what the other states are doing. So Victoria, we're in non-contact. So we started in non-contact and that was released. We have two full group sessions where we still try to abide by COVID, so 1.5 metres apart from when it's necessary. But we also have two group sessions per week where we can't have more than 10 people in a group and we have to arrive and leave at different times and do things there. So it's a bit awkward and difficult to get those sessions done, but we're still managing to do it. And the girls have been really good in just getting on with it and understanding that these restrictions, they seem ridiculous from us when we're living our normal lives over here, but we do understand that we have to be in line with our counterparts and understand what they've gone through to get to where they are now.
Well, your draftees and trades all at training as well, like someone like Jess Tran that came from North Melbourne, are they all available?
So we've got five, but Jess Tran unfortunately pulled out this year due to personal reasons. So we were disappointed at that stage, but we're very fortunate with the girl that we picked up with an extra pick in Maggie McLaughlin, the young 18-year-old from Subiaco, who's going really well on the track. So we're wrapped that we've got her on board. And the others, they're all out there and getting ready. A couple of them have, there was no national carnival for the 18s this year, they've come in a bit further behind where maybe our previous 18-year-olds were. But when we drafted them, we knew that. And we think that they're really good long-term prospects, Sarah Veria and Michaela Morrison. And there's no reason why they can't play this year, but we expect them to be good players over the future years for sure.
So, Trent, they're the fresh faces. Tia Haynes is a familiar face. She's a former Dockers player. She was delisted a couple of years ago. She's had so many injuries across the course of her career, but a great year at Subiaco. When I spoke to you last, you were talking about breaking the news to her and letting her know that she's back on the list. What's she been like around the group, being back amongst the fold?
Yeah, it made me very popular picking her up because she's very popular with the group. And she's been fantastic. To be honest, we sort of picked her up as a player who we knew could come in and play a role and play wherever. And if she missed out, it wouldn't be a problem. And then she'd come in when needed. But she's putting her hand up to be starting, well, not even starting 21, a starting 16 player, the way she's training. She's fit. She's stronger than she's ever been. And, we're expecting her to be a valuable addition for us this year.
Trent, you've been in the system for a while with women's football. And when it sort of first got up, it was, a little bit of like a foreign legion where we got girls from different sports and all that sort of stuff. The ones you're seeing coming through now, are they better prepared with them sort of the leagues that are underneath and the academies and all that sort of stuff? Are we seeing this standard just continually improve each year?
No doubt. It's interesting, though. What's the most important thing? Is it the academies and different things, which I think are important? They help get those girls to the elite level. But for mine, the biggest improvement is girls kicking the ball at recess and footy and lunch at school. And so this year, Sarah Veria, we've just drafted her. She's the first girl that we've drafted who's played Oz kick and footy all the way through uninterrupted. That gives her a big advantage over these cross-coders that we try to get. She's got a really good footy IQ. When you watch her just walk over, pick up a ball and kick it, it's just so natural. There's no thought goes into it. And that's because that she's been doing it so long and in that casual environment. So that's where we're going to see the big improvement now. We saw a 15-year-old tear apart the Waffle W Grand Final this year. They should be a star in a couple of years' time, Ella Roberts. And, yeah, there's just lots of these girls coming through now. And where it was fairly easy, you know, for if you had a little bit of talent and will to get on the AFLW list, it's going to be harder and harder. And these girls are working that way to make sure they give themselves the best chance.
Trent Cooper is our guest on Sports Breakfast this morning. Fremantle Dockers AFLW coach, coming off a wonderful 2020 season, but unfortunately nipped in the bud like so many other sports back in March by COVID-19. Trent, I know we spoke back when that all first happened, and the pain and disappointment of not being able to translate such a great home and away season into a premiership with the abrupt finish. No doubt that drives you and the team moving forward into the new season.
Yeah, it does, for sure, but at the same time, you know, we were robbed of an opportunity last year. We weren't robbed of a premiership. We were robbed of an opportunity. There was four of us still going. So nothing's given in sport, as everybody knows. And this year, we all start on 0 points. So last year, the only thing last year gives us is momentum, but it did give us a lot of that. So we go into this season confident, but also knowing that how quickly AFLW improves. If we don't improve, we'll quickly fall back amongst the pack. So the girls have taken that on board. Their training standards have been really high. And, yeah, we're looking forward to getting out there and giving ourselves, playing well in the early rounds to give ourselves the chance to challenge for another finals campaign.
9 rounds, 3 finals. There's talk of maybe having to go into a hub. Now, how difficult is that going to be? Because this is a semi-professional sport, girls with jobs and all that sort of stuff. Have you sort of looked into it and what it might mean to Fremantle if that has to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely everyone's last resort. The AFL, they're not in favour of doing it, but they've been very productive, very keen in saying that we want to get a season underway and completed this year. So if they have to pay a bit extra to do it with hubs, then they're willing to do it, which is great from their point of view. It's not our preferred option either, because the girls do work full time, study, have different commitments back here. But if it comes to it and we do have to go away for a hub, I'm sure that we'll get pretty good take up on those willing to make some sacrifices to get that done. So we'll be working really hard with the girls and their employers to make sure that they're looked after as well as possible. If that comes, and it wouldn't be a season long hub or anything like that other sports have had to do. If we had to go away for a couple of weeks and play 3 or 4 games in quick succession, then we'd be up for that challenge.
Trent, playing games at Fremantle Oval, it's been such a dominant venue for you over the last couple of years, and playing in front of your fans, it's a great atmosphere for those who've headed down to watch a game of AFLW at the ground. Are you hopeful to come the start of the season and hopefully able to play at home? There won't be restrictions on your crowds?
Yeah, no, it's all looking good for that. Like, you look at the, I think a lot of people went down for the first time for the Waffle Grand Final and saw what a great atmosphere that was. We're getting that every week. That 7,000 or 8,000 at our games. It's just, the atmosphere there is unreal, and it gives our girls a real lift. So we're hoping that that is the case, that we can play in front of a packed Frio Oval again, because, there's nothing better for us to be out there doing that. So it's looking good at this stage, so hopefully that trend continues.
Are there any names, Trent, that maybe we're not aware of? I know you mentioned some of the youngsters that you've drafted, but some that have impressed on the track so far that might jump up in expectations this year?
Probably a name that everyone knows is Gabby O'Sullivan, but she's been really not a big name in our team. Her work through the off-season and pre-season has been outstanding, so she's really flying at the moment, expecting her to have a big impact. And one of the girls that we got across from the Eagles in Tani Tester, she's a small forward. We think she's got a lot of talent. She was a leading goal scorer in the WAFLW 2 years ago. Things didn't quite work out for her at West Coast, but we're expecting her to be suited by our game style and to hit the scoreboard as well. So she's an exciting small forward to play alongside the likes of Sabrina Duffy, and we think that'll make us even more potent this year.
What about on the coaching side of things, your structure there, any changes?
Yeah, it's very similar. So we've had the, from last year, all our line coaches are back. So Craig Thomas, who's been there since the start, and Amy Lavelle and Lisa Webb, who were there for the last 2 years, were former players. And Garrick Ibbotson was a great addition last year. He's an All-Australian squad member with the boys, and he just coaches females really well, and he's done a great job with our back line. So the only change is actually going to be in the ruck. Aaron Sandlands was great last year, but his business commitments are too great now. So we're just looking for a replacement there. We've got an eye on someone, so hopefully that'll be the case to help keep developing Mim Strom, who was so influential for us last year. But yeah, we go in with a really steady and unchanged group of coaches, which we think's a great thing to be doing, considering last year we didn't quite get to the end point. Sort of to continue on, we think that's a real positive for us.
Away from football, you've got a great love of the pacing, the trots down there at Gloucester Park, and you've been involved in many years and do a fair bit with Fox. I mean, are you in form? I mean, how's your punting going?
It was a 6 out of 10 on Friday night for Sky followers, so it wasn't too bad. It was great to see Chicago Bulls in a really good Fremantle Cup. Bit of the gloss taken off for the Pacing Cup next week with Shockwave not going to be there, but it's always good to get out and watch a champion like Chicago Bull.
Is the game strong these days? You know, because, I mean, COVID and everything's been hit, but they've been able to keep going. Is it trotting still going well?
The quality is. You'd like to see the crowds a bit stronger, and hopefully they'll come out for the Pacing Cup with the Italian night and fireworks, so they should get a good crowd there. Probably, to be honest, not as strong as I would like as someone who's followed it all my life, but the actual quality of the racing is as good as ever, so there's no reason why it shouldn't be. But I think a lot of people have discovered lots of different pastimes at nights now that wasn't back there in the 70s, 80s and 90s. That's made it harder to compete.
Trent, you're a man of many talents. Thank you for your time this morning, and good luck as you embark on a new season in 2021. I think we all wish the Dockers girls well, and yourself included. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.